Ezekiel chapter 10. Then the glory of the Lord rose up from above the cherubim and went over the entrance of the temple. The temple was filled with the cloud of glory, and the courtyard glowed brightly with the glory of the Lord. The moving wings of the cherubim sounded like the voice of God Almighty and could be heard even in the outer courtyard. Both chapter 1 and this chapter display a spectacle with special effects of unimaginable magnificence for the one man audience. How little we know of the glory of God. We seem to be able to barely perceive his presence. Yet there are times when in our worship, the praise we can perceive, the fringes of his ways, and the faintest whisper of his voice, using the words of Job, thus drawing us a little closer to the radiant fire of his glorious presence. I wondered, why would God have manifested his glory to Ezekiel? I think Ezekiel needed an unmistakable demonstration of who was calling him, because he would face a challenging task and a community that would reject his message, and to withstand that, he needed God to put his hand on him. In doing so, he would discover something of the meaning of his name. Ezekiel means, "The Lord is my strength." Nothing better than seeing something of the glory of God to gain strength and face each day. Whatever the circumstances that we have faced, the glory of God manages my life with threads of love that he put in my soul leads me to him. From the glory of God will come blessings and abundant bread for you, for me, and for whoever wants to come to the glory of God.